it's her night. He probably felt like as well, you know. So he might have just been like, why don't you have your moment and I'll be here, you know, behind the scenes or whatever to support you.
Obviously, Kim Kardashian was the host this past weekend and got a lot of great reviews. I mean, were you just as impressed as a lot of other people were when you kind of were watching her in rehearsal and things like that?
From day one, you know, like when we met her on Tuesday and we, you know, take the host out to dinner and then, you know, the cast rotates who gets to go or whatever. So I got to go that week and she was just so gracious and nice and, you know, people were barricaded outside, like, you know, for her entrance. And it was just a wild house. Like, I've never really seen barricades for people to kind of like stay away from the entrance. Like, I've seen people out there or whatever, but hers was like a whole nother level. So for her to like walk through that and still come and like have eye contact with people and real conversations, you know, and then, you know, it just set the tone for the rest of the week. And she came to play. She was all business. It was awesome.
Were there any jokes that she was like maybe a little hesitant about or was like, I don't know if I should go that far?
Not really from her. I think everybody else was kind of like, maybe we should, you know, pull that back a little bit and tell a different joke and this, that, and the other. You know, thank God for the writing team and her team. I think she's surrounded by, you know, pretty good people.
Yeah. Was Kanye okay with everything that she said?
I hope. I don't really know their business. I saw him walking around for a quick second right before the live show, and then he kind of, you know, did the phantom move. So I hope the rest of the night went well and everything since.
Was there a moment that Kanye was maybe set to make an appearance in a sketch at all? Or was that never a conversation?
It was part of the talks, I think, but it was always, you know, up to, you know, him and her, whatever they wanted to do. You know, it's her night. He probably felt like as well, you know, so, you know, he might have just been like, why don't you have your moment and I'll be here, you know, behind the scenes or whatever to support you. Of course, that's the kind of vibe I got from it.
Yeah. Was she ever hesitant about kissing Pete?
I didn't see that because I was like, you know, kind of floating off back the other way and getting ready for another sketch. So I kind of was glimpsing when they were already kissing because I heard the audience reaction. I was like, oh, there's the kiss. So I didn't see the hesitation at first, but yeah, it's all good friendship, collaboration, right?
I know you have this great new partnership with Auto Trader. So tell me all about it.
Oh yeah, Auto Trader in the house. we partnered to do a campaign together just to let everybody know, like, if you don't know already, like how awesome Auto Trader really is. You know, it makes the, now I sound like a robot, it makes the car buying process so safe and easy, but it really is true. You know, like they've really broken it down to where you can just get the car you need if it's your first or just a replacement or whatever, right in the palm of your hand, you know, for technology.
Definitely. And I like the commercials that you did for it as well. They were like, a lot of fun. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, they made it easy on me. You know, we got like a very straightforward, simple, you know, easy to shoot kind of thing. And I think it says everything it needs to say, basically, especially talking to the appliances that really made me laugh.